Burnaby Deer Lake MLA Ann Kong and New Westminster MLA Jennifer Whiteside both have new portfolios after BC Premier David Eby's cabinet announcement. Kong, who was the Minister of Advanced Education and Skills Training under former Premier John Horgan, has been assigned to Municipal Affairs. Whiteside has been moved from Education to Mental Health and Addictions. Former New Westminster MLA Judy Darcy became BC's first Minister of Mental Health and Addictions in 2017 before leaving office in 2020. Also on Wednesday, Burnaby North MLA Janet Routledge was assigned as Parliamentary Secretary for Labour. British Columbia is a wonderful place to live, but people are looking for action on the issues facing them and their families, Eby said in a news release after his cabinet was sworn in today, December 7. If the pandemic taught us anything, it's that we can't solve these problems alone. We need to solve them together. My team of determined colleagues will use a wealth and variety of experiences to continue the good work we've started and go further to deliver results people can see and feel in their communities. In a statement on Tuesday, December 6, Burnaby Lougheed MLA Katrina Chen, who was Minister of State for Child Care under Horgan, announced she had asked Eby not to consider her for his cabinet. Chen said she was stepping away from a ministry role due to long-term trauma and wanting to spend more time with her son. Today is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women, she said in a statement sent to the Now. As a survivor of gender-based violence more than once in my life, including as a child, I have long-term trauma that has yet to be fully unpacked. The long-standing trauma has continued to impact my life, even as I dedicated my time to my work in cabinet to deliver progress on childcare for BC families. I am incredibly proud of my journey. As an immigrant, I have represented our community in the legislature, and have worked with my colleagues to start up the first social program in a generation. I need time to focus on myself and my son, and have asked Premier David Eby to not consider me for cabinet. I stand with all survivors of gender-based violence. Chen went on to thank her constituents, Premier Eby, colleagues, staff members and everyone that she has worked with for giving her time and space to heal. I will now turn my attention to focus on what lies ahead for my son and me. Premier David Eby's cabinet is as follows. Premier David Eby. Agriculture and Food, Pam Alexis. Attorney General, Nikki Sharma. Children and Family Development, Mitzi Dean. Citizen Services, Lisa Beer. Education and Child Care, Rachna Singh. Minister of State for Child Care, Grace Lohr. Emergency Management and Climate Readiness, Bowen Ma. Energy, Mines and Low Carbon Innovation, Josie Osborne. Environment and Climate Change Strategy, George Heyman. Finance, includes Columbia River Treaty, Katrine Conroy. Forests, and Minister Responsible for Consular Corps, Bruce Ralston. Health, and Minister Responsible for Francophone Affairs, Adrian Dix. Housing, and Government House Leader, Ravi Kalone. Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation, Murray Rankin. Jobs, Economic Development and Innovation, Brenda Bailey. Minister of State for Trade, Jagrup Brar. Labor, Harry Baines. Mental Health and Addictions, Jennifer Whiteside. Municipal Affairs, Ann Kong. Post-Secondary Education and Future Skills, includes Immigration, Foreign Credentials, Selena Robinson. Minister of State for Workforce Development, Andrew Mercier. Public Safety and Solicitor General, ICBC, and Deputy Premier, Mike Farnworth. Social Development and Poverty Reduction, Sheila Malcolmson. Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport, Lana Popham. Transportation and Infrastructure, BC Transit and TransLink, Rob Fleming. Minister of State for Infrastructure and Transit, Dan Coulter. Water, Land and Resource Stewardship, Fisheries, Nathan Cullen.